Utah childcare advocates are relieved that childcare is finally a topic of more serious policy discussion on the Hill, but they're also voicing concerns about safety-related changes being proposed. House Bill 153 is headed to the governor's desk. It would provide a $2.3 million tax break for some Utah parents, but it also would increase the maximum number of children an unlicensed daycare center can take, from 6 to 8, as of May 1st. Anna Thomas, with Voices for Utah Children, says the bill may contain some wins in terms of tax credits, but health and safety are being compromised when childcare providers aren't licensed.
There do remain significant health and safety concerns. That is a lot of children to have in one home with one person who may have CPR and first aid training, who may know that babies are supposed to sleep on their backs, not on their stomach. Hopefully they know.
Thomas acknowledges for many Utah families, unlicensed, home-based childcare may be the only type they can afford, but fears children will pay the price for the lack of oversight. She contends the bill does nothing to effectively address the high cost of childcare in Utah and thinks state dollars should help in the effort to moderate it. Thomas says there are some guardrails in place for residential child care, such as mandatory background checks for unlicensed providers and a limit of 2 children under age 3 as part of the maximum total. While some Utah households are able to afford to have a parent stay home to provide care, Thomas says for most, that's become a luxury.
Nobody should feel ashamed about their child care situation. A lot of people do use unlicensed care because that is all that is nearby and that is all they can afford. Moving forward, I would love it if parents realized that is a system problem. That is not a parent problem.
Thomas adds research across the country shows that loosening standards doesn't do anything to improve the cost or availability of child care. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.